A reading from the book of Sirach.
Lectura del libro del Eclesiastés.
To the penitent, God provides a way back.
Se arrepienten,
he encourages those who are losing hope
and
has chosen for them
paciencia.
The lot of truth.
Vuelve al Señor.
Return to
Abandona
him
el
and
pecado.
Give up sin.
Suplica
pray to the Lord and make your offenses few.
Y disminuye tus faltas.
Turn again to the Most High
retorna al Altísimo.
And away from your sin.
Aléjate de la injusticia.
Hate intensely what he loathes
y detesta de corazón
and to
la
know
idolatría.
The justice and judgments of God.
En el abismo.
Stand firm in the way set before you
al Señor
in
como
prayer
los
to the Most High God.
Que le dan gracias.
Who in the netherworld can glorify the Most
como
High
si no existiera,
in place of the living who
deja
offer
de
their
alabarlo.
Praise?
El que está vivo y
dwell
sano,
no longer in the error of the ungodly,
Señor.
But offer your praise before death.
Es la
no more can the dead give praise than those who have never
Señor.
Lived. You who are alive and well shall praise and glorify God in his
para
mercy.
Los que vuelven
how great the mercy of the Lord.
Él.
His forgiveness of those who return to him. The word of the Lord.
Palabra de Dios, te alabamos, Señor.
Let the just exult and rejoice
alegrense
in the Lord.
Justos y gocen en el Señor. Alegrense justos y gocen en el Señor.
Blessed is he whose fault
dichoso
is taken away,
absuelto
whose
de
sin
su
is covered.
A quien le han
blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes not guilt,
dichoso el hombre a quien el
in whose
Señor
spirit
no le
there is no
el delito, en cuyo espíritu no hay fraude. Alégrense justo y gocen en el Señor.
Then I acknowledged my sin to you.
Había pecado,
my guilt I covered not.
No te encubrí mi delito.
I said, I confess my faults to the Lord.
Al Señor mi culpa.
And you took away the guilt of my sin.
Perdonaste mi culpa y mi pecado. Alégrense justos y gocen con el Señor.
For this shall every faithful
eso,
man pray to you in time of stress.
En el momento de
though
la
deep waters overflow,
la
they shall not
aguas
reach him.
Caudalosas no lo alcanzará. Alégrense justo y gocen con el Señor.
You are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me.
Me libras
with
del
glad
peligro.
Cries of freedom
me
you will ring me round.
De cantos de liberación. Alégrense justos y gocen con el Señor.
Jesucristo, siendo rico, se hizo pobre para enriquecernos con su pobreza.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
As Jesus was setting out on the journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, good teacher,
Maestro bueno,
what must I do
para
to inherit
heredar
eternal
la vida
life?
Eterna?
Jesus answered him,
Jesús le contestó,
why do you call me good?
¿Por qué me llamas bueno?
No one is good
no
but
hay
God
nadie
alone.
Bueno más que Dios.
You know the commandments.
Ya sabe los mandamientos.
You shall not kill.
No matarás.
You shall not commit adultery.
No cometerás adulterio.
You shall not steal.
No robarás.
You shall not bear false witness.
No darás falso
you
testimonio.
Shall not defraud.
No estafarás.
Honor your father
honra
and your mother.
A tu padre y a tu madre.
He replied and said
él
to
replicó,
him, teacher,
maestro,
all of these I have observed from my youth.
Todo eso lo he cumplido desde pequeño.
Jesus, looking at him,
Jesús se le quedó mirando con cariño y le dijo,
said to him, you are lacking in
una
one
cosa
thing.
Te falta.
Go, Sell what you have.
Vende lo que
and
tienes.
Give to the poor.
Dale el dinero a los pobres.
And you will have treasure in
Así
heaven.
Tendrás un tesoro en el
then
cielo.
Follow me.
Y luego sígueme.
At that statement, his face
a estas palabras,
fell,
él frunció el
and he
el
went
sueño,
away sad,
y se marchó pesaroso
for he had many possessions.
Porque era muy rico.
Jesus looked around and
Jesús
said
mirando
to his
al
disciples,
alrededor dijo a sus discípulos,
how hard it is for those
qué difícil
who have wealth
les va a hacer a los ricos entrar en el reino de Dios.
The disciples were amazed
los discípulos
at his words.
Se extrañaron de estas palabras.
So Jesus again said
Jesús
to them
añadió,
in reply, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God.
En el reino de Dios
it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle
más fácil le es a un camello pasar por el ojo de una aguja que a un rico entrar
they
en
were
el reino de Dios. Ellos
se
espantaron y comentaban,
who then can be
entonces,
saved?
¿Quién puede salvarse?
Jesus looked at them
Jesús
and
se le quedó mirando y les dijo,
for men it is impossible,
es imposible para los hombres,
not for God.
No para Dios.
All things are possible
Dios
for God.
Lo puede todo.
Verbum Domini. The way back to God becomes
el camino de regreso hacia Dios
becoming very small,
involucra very small. Hacernos
the way back to
muy
God.
Pequeños. El camino
becoming
de regreso
like God
a Dios.
In a way.
En cierta manera,
God in a manger,
hacernos como Dios.
Becoming small and vulnerable.
Dios en el pesebre,
and kneeling before the throne of God and recognizing our absolute need and dependence
Dios,
upon God. Without God, we are nothing. The book of Sirach says
Dios,
this morning to the
mostrará.
Penitent, God provides a way back. He encourages those who are
mañana,
losing hope
a los que se
and has chosen for them
volver.
The lot of truth.
Reanima a los que
return to him and give up sin. Pray to the Lord and make your offenses few.
Deja ya de pecar. Póstrate en su presencia y quita los obstáculos. Aleja la injusticia y vuélvete al Altísimo.
The more kind of recent modern movie, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, there's a scene in the end of the movie where Indiana Jones is nearing the final steps of his journey before attaining the Holy Grail. And he's using his father's Grail diary that catalogs a lifelong journey of his search for the Grail. The cup of Christ. Dr. Jones repeats the phrase from his father's diary, only the penitent man will pass.
Solo el penitente pasará.
Only the penitent man will pass. He keeps on repeating that while he's walking. Only the penitent man
penitente
will pass.
Pasará.
And he doesn't know why he's saying it. His father catalogs it in his diary. But he's saying what his father is saying. Only the penitent man
no
will pass. Only
dice,
the penitent man will
tiene
pass.
En su diario,
and he says, the penitent man is humble before God,
solo el penitente
kneels
pasará,
before God.
Y luego dice,
and then all of a sudden,
solo el penitente
there's this
pasará.
Large blade coming at his neck.
El Señor lo ayuda a volver,
and he kneels down and he rolls.
Subitamente,
only the penitent man will pass.
Una gran cuchilla
this place.
Sale dirigida hacia su
penitent
cuello,
man
se
kneels humble before God.
Y rueda.
God is very pleased
solo
with penitence.
Pasará.
Sometimes we don't need to ask for penance, do we?
A Dios le complace mucho la penitencia.
The penance
a veces
that
no tener,
we have in our lives
pidamos penitencia
is
porque la penitencia
sometimes
que tenemos
enough,
en la vida,
but
a veces
we should take
es
on
suficiente.
Penance. We should take on voluntary acts
sí deberíamos
of penance
hacerlo voluntariamente,
out of love for God and
de
love of
por
neighbor.
Amor a Dios y amor al prójimo.
His penance heals.
Porque
penance
la
restores.
Sana. La
he's very pleased
restaura.
With penance.
El Señor se complace
denying
mucho
ourselves.
Con la penitencia. Cuando nos negamos
the gospel account of the rich young man goes straight to the marrow of the gospel.
Va directamente al
the question that he asked Jesus, perhaps, is one of the most fundamental and important questions any of us can ever ask. What must I do to inherit eternal life?
Hacer what must para alcanzar I do? La vida eterna. ¿Qué debo hacer?
To see God in heaven. To be in heaven with
Dios en el cielo.
People estar that I love. People that came before me. What must I do to see them again?
Que me preceden. ¿Qué debo hacer para
Pope St. John Paul II says that it is an essential and unavoidable question for the life of every man.
Esencial.
For it is about the moral good that must be done and about eternal life. The young man senses the connection between the moral good and the fulfillment of his destiny.
El joven rico
and as with most questions, the Lord Jesus was asked,
y la
the Lord asked
de su destino.
Another question
y como con la mayoría de las preguntas, así
to the young man.
Responde la
why do you ask about the good?
¿Por qué?
Our Lord was seeking from the young man a deeper motivation.
El Señor
he was stoking the fire.
Buscando en el hombre
he
rico
wanted more faith.
Una motivación
he wanted
más
more
profunda
out of this young man.
Estaba avivando las llamas.
Ultimately, why are you doing these things?
Quería más fe.
Why?
Le preguntaba,
what's your motivation?
¿Por qué haces estas cosas?
The Lord Jesus goes through the commandments of a law. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery.
No morirá,
you
no
shall
matarás,
not steal.
No
you
adulterio,
shall not bear false
no
witness. You shall not defraud.
No
honor your father and your mother.
Falso testimonio. Orarás a tu padre
and the young
y tu
man
madre.
Tells Jesus, teacher,
y joven,
I have
Jesús,
observed
maestro,
all of these from my youth.
Todo esto
you know that.
Desde muy joven. Tú
what
lo sabes.
Else must I do? Something more.
¿Qué más?
His answer was not enough for the young man.
No
the gospel passage is about what matters most in life and what matters most in eternity.
En la vida, lo que más en la
and perhaps
vida.
This young man knew deep down that simply doing good and keeping the moral precepts was not good enough.
Sabía que
there was something more.
Moral y los no era
he was searching for that final piece of the puzzle that was missing in his life. And ultimately, that's missing in all of our lives.
Y que al final
it's nothing more frustrating than trying to find that last piece of the puzzle if it's missing. St. John Paul II continues, in the young man whom Matthew's gospel Mark's gospel this morning does not name,
el hombre
we can
rico
recognize every person,
en el Evangelio
each one of us,
San
consciously
Mateo,
or not,
no sabemos su nombre,
approaches Christ the Redeemer of man and questions him
cada
about
una
morality.
De las personas conscientemente.
He says, a young man questions, dice, the question is not so much about the rules to be followed, but it's about the full meaning of life.
Pregunta.
This is, in fact, the aspiration at the heart of every decision and action, the quiet, searching, and interior prompting which sets freedom in motion. This question is ultimately an appeal to the absolute good which attracts us and beckons us. It is a call from God who is the origin and goal of man's life. God is why we are created.
We're
created to know God.
Dios es la razón por la que hemos
to love God.
Hemos sido creados
to serve God that we may be with him forever in eternity.
Dios, para servir a Dios,
it's the goal of our existence.
Podemos estar con él por toda la eternidad.
Our Lord answered the young man's question about the good that must be done.
La pregunta
and then he presents the young man
rico acerca de qué debemos
with
hacer,
what
y luego le presenta
will fill
al joven
his
rico
desire. If you wish to be perfect,
algo que
go sell
deseo. Si
what you have and give
perfecto,
to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow
lo que
me.
Y hacer a los pobres,
ultimately, it's
y luego ven y
follow
sigue.
Me. Follow the way that I walk.
Se trata de seguir al Señor, de seguir el camino,
in other words, look
sus pasos.
At me.
En otras palabras,
Jesus says in the gospel, the gospel says, and Jesus looked at him with love.
Jesús lo miró.
What
con
must that
amor.
Look have been like?
¿Cómo habrá sido esa mirada?
That young man not so receptive to the look of Christ, the gaze of Christ.
Este Jesus looks at him with love.
Joven, no tan and he looks la mirada at you with Cristo. Love. Cristo lo mira con amor y los mira a ustedes con amor.
Christianity is not simply a set of rules to be followed, like a checklist of good deeds to be done, even out of love for our Lord.
Una lista de cosas buenas
but it's a way of life. It's following
por amor al Señor,
the Lord. Our Lord is guiding this young man to what will fulfill him.
Seguir al Señor. El Señor está
our Lord is presenting himself as the good and a challenge to adhere to him, to follow him, to listen and to obey. And this is where the Lord promises eternal life.
Al joven rico,
when we follow him.
De que escuche y obedezca. Y es ahí donde el Señor
then there's a second half to the gospel passage directed to his disciples.
El pasaje del Evangelio
Jesus
dirigido
warning
a sus discípulos.
To his disciples
advierte a sus
reiterated the wisdom of the Old Testament.
Reiterando la sabiduría
better is a
del
poor
Antiguo
person
Testamento.
Who walks in integrity than a rich man who is perverse in his ways, from Proverbs, and also Psalm
37.
Jesus seems to say that it is nearly impossible for the rich to live as citizens of God's kingdom. The camel was regarded as the largest animal in all of Palestine. And the eye of a needle could be interpreted quite literally, or it could be figuratively, to describe the narrow and low gates of the walls in the city of Jerusalem,
figurado, o sentido literal,
which were used by travelers when the larger public gates were locked at night. Try and imagine
entrar,
a camel
para
with a long
muro,
neck
para en la
and
de Jerusalén.
A bigger body trying to get through the door. That's the image that the Lord wants us to have.
Que el Señor quiere que tengamos.
It's literally impossible for this camel to get through this narrow doorway despite the construction, the constitution of a camel's body. Normal-sized people had to lower themselves to enter that gate.
Normal-sized
people.
Not
just a camel.
De personas de tamaño normal.
A normal size
no
person had to get down
camello,
and be penitent even.
De tamaño normal,
bow one's head.
Incluso ser penitente.
A camel would have literally had to kneel and
el
crawl through
it.
Until we are humble and kneel before God and acknowledge our total need and dependence on Him, we will not find true peace and true security and happiness that can sustain us now and forever. Only God can satisfy our deepest need and our deepest longing. St. Augustine of Hippo reminds us that we are all poor beggars before God.
Somos pordioseros ante Dios.
He says, even though
dice,
you possess plenty, you are still poor.
Mucho, aún sigue siendo pobre.
You abound in temporal possessions, but you need things eternal.
Estás atado a tus posesiones
you listen
temporales,
to the needs of a human beggar, yet you yourself
escuchas
are a beggar of God.
De un limosnero humano, sin embargo, tú mismo
what you do with those who beg from you
Dios.
Is what God will do with his beggar.
A ti será
you are
lo mismo
filled
que Dios hará
and you are empty. Fill your empty neighbor with from the fullness so that your emptiness may be filled with God's
llena
from God's fullness.
Vacío de lo que
we are all beggars, in other words,
el Señor te
before God. Only God can fill us.
Solo Dios puede llenarnos.
Only God can satisfy the deepest
solo
human
Dios
longing.
Los anhelos humanos más
profundos. We are beggars before God, again,
somos
penitent
somos
before
Dios.
God.
Penitentes ante
in
Dios.
An address before St. John Paul II in 1988, the servant of God, Father Luigi Gisani, says, existence expresses itself as an ultimate
dijo,
ideal in begging.
De Dios, el padre Luigi Gisani,
the real protagonist of history is the beggar.
La resistencia
Christ who begs
la
for man's heart.
Se expresa a sí misma.
and the man's heart that begs for Christ. So in other words, it's not just us who is begging. We are penitent before God, repentant before God. But even before we
are penitent and beg,
who is the one who is begging for us?
Who comes rogando for us? ¿Quién vino por nosotros?
The Christ.
Cristo.
He comes from all eternity.
Él viene de toda
to
la
beg
eternidad
for us.
Para rogar por nosotros.
To become humble like a child.
Para volverse humilde
to
como
walk
un niño.
The way of the cross.
Para caminar el camino de la cruz.
To be spread out on the cross.
Para
to give himself
cruz,
to us in the Holy Eucharist.
Para entregarse a nosotros en la Sagrada Eucaristía.
That we might have contact with him every day.
De manera que tengamos contacto con él todos los días.
This is the true message of Christianity.
Este es el verdadero mensaje
God
del
has come
cristianismo.
To beg for us.
Dios ha venido a rogar por nosotros.
And how are we to respond to him?
¿Y cómo hemos de responderle?
Become poor beggars like the Christ.
Hemos de convertirnos en pobres limosneros igual que Cristo.